But look at verse 23. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly, meaning it's hard for him, enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, looking at those two verses right there, do you notice that in verse 23 it says kingdom of heaven?
Yes.
And you notice that in verse 24 it says kingdom of God?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Looking at these two verses, do those look like two different things to you or the same thing?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. He synonymously uses enter into the kingdom of heaven and enter into the kingdom of God. Now, there's a false doctrine out there, a heresy out there taught by Peter Ruckman and Sam Gibb. Yes, I'll name the names. Just like the Apostle Paul named Alexander, Hymenaeus, Philetus, Hermogenes. Look, these false teachers that teach this dispensationalism and Zionism and hyper-dispensationalism where they teach that there's three different gospels when there's only one gospel. And if anybody preaches any other gospel, let him be accursed, okay? But they teach that there's different methods of salvation and different programs throughout history, all this garbage of dispensationalism. They teach, Peter Ruckman, Sam Gipp, this is their big thing. They teach, oh, you need to understand the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. I mean, they have whole doctrines on this. I mean, whole books on this. Just, oh, yeah. And all of these cult followers that follow Dr. Ruckman, I'm going to prove to you in the next few minutes that it's a cult following. These cult followers of Peter Ruckman and Sam Gipp will basically say, oh, ha, ha, you don't even know the difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Okay, well, looking at these scriptures that we just read, do you see any difference?
No.
Okay, but let me prove it to you even more. Just sit back and listen. Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay, let's read the same thing in Mark. And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The same thing. They're being used interchangeably in the exact same quote. Listen to this. Matthew 8:11. I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Let's hear it from Luke. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God. And ye yourselves thrust out. Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Luke 6:20, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Yep. Matthew 10:7, and as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, etc. Luke 9:2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Are you noticing that these are the exact same statements? Now look, obviously Jesus said these things multiple times. That's why they're worded a little differently in Matthew, Mark, Luke, because these are sermons and things that Jesus gave over and over. But look, if there was some big difference, or any little difference, between kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God, why is he using the two interchangeably in the exact same context, teaching the exact same thing? Can somebody explain that to me? Because it's made up. Because it's a fraud. Okay, listen to this. Matthew, you're still not convinced, huh? Matthew 11:11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Luke 7:28. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Look, those are all examples of using kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God interchangeably. And they say, well, the kingdom of heaven, that was something that was only offered to Israel. That was, and here's the irony. They teach that the kingdom of heaven is his kingdom on this earth. Go figure. You know, and that the kingdom of God, that's just talking about being saved, going to heaven. Look, they're false teachers. And you know what's funny? Let me just prove right now that followers of Peter Ruckman and Sam Gipp are cult-like in their following. Let me just prove it to you right now. Because I just proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're wrong. But yet, if you were to show this information to Peter Ruckman's followers, they'll still defend it and say there's still a difference. There's still a difference between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God because Peter Ruckman said so. What does that show you? That the Bible's not their final authority and that they're following man. Because it's just been disproven a bunch of different ways. And I didn't even list them all. I mean, do you want me to list them all? I mean, or do you get the idea? I mean, how much time do we want to spend on this morning, right? I mean, we just saw many examples. And even, look, even in Matthew 19, you saw that Jesus used it interchangeably in the same breath.